Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good morning. That was one of Linda Irwin's original songs we were listening to open our morning. This is Casey with Casey Birth Cards. We're just doing a little bit of talk this morning. We've got a caller in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and take them before I start the morning class. And, alright, this is for area code 920920. You're online with Psychic Clean World.
Well, good morning. Good morning. My name is Penny.
Penny, okay. I'm glad you called in this morning. What I do is birth cards are called the cards of destiny or the cards of the magi. And the way I do this is I ask for your month, day, and year of birth, and then we look up and see what your birth card and planetary rule are. And I just, you know, I can tell you a few things about what the probabilities are or what might be coming up.
All right, that'd be great. My birthday is September 1st, 1982.
Oh, you just had yours. Cool.
I did.
That's
it was
cool.
A bad one.
Oh, no, that's not good then. Okay.
Well, it's a new number, you know, when you get into a new range and you're looking forward to the next new range and, I don't know, the young days are over.
All righty. So I'm going, okay, let me think about some 92. You only hit 30 G. That's good. Come on. That's not bad at all.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's see. September 9th makes you,
September 1st.
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. Yeah, gee, I don't know what I was thinking there. I had a real brain fart there. I was thinking the ninth month. That's what I was doing. All right, you're a 10 of diamonds with an 8 of spades. So I'm going to jot stuff down here as I do this because I go through different things here. And I'm pretty sure each of the cards, the system I use is called, the Order of the Magi. And it's just our, you know, quote, normal deck of playing cards. But I've been going through on Monday mornings and kind of had a lot of questions about, you know, why are they so different? Well, the reason they're different is because they were developed specifically for our planet a long time ago by apparently a lot of really smart people. But anyway, each of the cards has a name, and the Ten of Diamonds is called the Blessed card. It sits in the very center of the life spread. It's protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessings. It is the card of material opulence, though it does indicate that very few people with this card actually achieve that reality because there's a lot of other factors that go in there. And most of all, people have to really want that. But it's like, you guys are one of those that you know, can be millionaires quite easily if you want to be.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, you are always protected financially. You'll always have a certain amount of good luck. To achieve your highest potential, you need to be involved in a business, preferably your own. So a little bit of entrepreneurialism is what helps that go. You've got to know how to manage and run a business of any size. Many of you inherit or marry into wealth. You love to be center of attention, which is in direct correlation to that card sitting in the very center of the life spread. With so many blessings, and we kind of expect them to be generous souls, but it's on the cards always have, you know, just like heads or tails on a coin. So there's always a flip side. So it's like, you know, the good side is the heads part of you know, you are real generous. If people are operating on what we call the low side of the card, not so much so. But a lot of people sometimes direct those acquisitions to money or you know, other things other than spiritual pursuits, because there's always, you know, like I say, there's that spiritual side and there's the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, however, pay attention to you've got a Queen of Clubs as a karma card. It's a card of intuition and service through knowledge, and devote your talents and resources to helping the world. All tens are in danger of becoming overly fixated on accumulation of things related to their suit. So, you know, each of the suits, in this case, the diamonds, you know, that diamonds is the girl's best friend. It's like it does have to do with material things. The deeper sense of diamonds, though, is values. Okay, with that creativity and intelligence, you're always really successful in whatever you undertake. Usually that's directed toward business financial gain. And again, there's no size of business or financial enterprise you couldn't handle. If you develop your spiritual awareness, though, your later years are going to be filled with expansion of your mind and soul instead of doubt and indecision. Many find an artistic avenue of expression in later years, which brings a lot of rewards. And I've told people before, it's like you can be artistic and creative in literally any job, you know, that you have. I've seen people be creative bricklayers, okay? So
oh, wow.
Anything you do. Yeah, anything you do can be, you know, there's always a creative side to that. In relationship, there's a really strong desire for love in relationship. There's also karma from past lives that have to be discharged through one or more difficulty, either divorces, separation, some kind of relationship that teaches you lessons. That karma you bring into life is that of having been, in the previous one who left someone else unfairly and unlovingly. In this life, there's that possibility that you might receive that same treatment you might be involved in a relationship like that. And interestingly enough, often it's the same person they were with before in that previous time period. You want love, and you're usually the ones who initiate new relationships. Your own emotionally restless nature needs to be dealt with before you can really have what they consider a, quote, successful marriage. But it doesn't mean that you're not already married or have kids or whatever, but just, you know, there's always things that you can do in a relationship to make it better. You often find yourself in situations where you've got to sacrifice your own need for affection, for higher reasons, or to help others in need. You're learning to love yourself and your child within. Finding that relationship within is what brings you more fortune in other relationships as well. And in this sense, tens of diamonds should not let relationships come before work and career, except in a few cases, and they emphasize a few cases, where there's great compatibility. There always seems to be great burdens associated with romance and marriage because there's a five of hearts in Saturn, and that's, in fact, the personality card for the female side is what they call the notorious queen of diamonds, who has so much indecision romantically. So there's the good, the bad, you know, kind of like the coin, like, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's like, yeah. let's see. And then for that planetary, really, you've got that eight of spades. And they're called power cards, all of them, because they have, I don't know, they're, for some reason, whatever reason, they tend to be the ones that just kind of sit center, and it's like, you know, the infinity sign, and they're amazing. So your power and work card is what the eight of spades is, and it's called the power card of power cards. It's the heaviest burden and obligation to use your power for good, and spades are called the old people of the deck. If you're a heart, you're a young person. If you're a club, you're a scholarly one. If you're being a diamond birth card, you're the what they call adults of the deck, and even as a child, you hated to be treated like a child. I had two diamond children, and it's like, yep, that's for sure. Also had one spade who was a scholar, and I got two spades, and then the one club who was a scholar. So it's like the only one who was missing in out of my five was I never had a hearts child. So. But spades are a lot of times about work, and they reflect about our health and work issues. And I always say spades, think of, spading a garden, and you didn't have a rototiller. It's like you're out there with a hand spade. It's that kind of work. You really have to work to get, you know, where you want to go. Sometimes, okay, so that the heaviest burden and obligation there to use your power for good. So all of you are tempted to take that power and use it to sometimes escape from fears or avoid facing yourself from time to time, because we all like to do that little bit of dream and imagination moment. But basically you're here to work and make a contribution. Ultimately, it's got to take priority over your romantic life. So again, there's that indication there where, yeah, it's like you gotta put other stuff before romance. But it's like, not that romance isn't important, but yeah. Okay, let's see. You probably attract others who are also powerful. In those relationships, you resolve some of your power and control issues. You've got a strong desire for work and to make money, but you've got to be careful not to abuse others to acquire your goal. It's like, you know, in other words, don't use other people as a stepping stone, because it will come back and bite you. Your power can be used for healing or to do many other good things. You probably have more energy than the average person, and you might sometimes seem to be, you know, a bit extreme, you know, either like the tick-tock of the clock. It's like you're out there on one side or out on the other, and it's like finding that balance in the middle. It's like thinking that you're a Virgo, and that's what my dad was. And he was really, I can say, he was really like that. It's like he was really kind of, it was one way or it was the other way, and it's like, Dad, yes. Center, and he was just like, no, you know, it's this way. It's like, well, you know, some of us are sitting right here in the middle. It's like, yeah, you're fence sitting. It's like, no, we're just calling compromise. Oh, let's see. But it gives you the strength to overcome any obstacles and problems that might come your way. Let's see. I was going to take a little bit of a look-see, since I'm always excited to do this when somebody's just had their birthday, because it means that we get to get a more complete look at your whole year. Because a lot of times, you know, when people call in and they're kind of like they're in their Neptune period, and they go, oh man, you know, it's like call back, you know, like in a couple weeks or whatever, you know, when you have on your birthday. It's like, let's look at the next year ahead. Ten of diamonds for this year. Okay. Oh, right. Your overall look. Wow, this is really cool. Your long range card is a seven of hearts, and where you're at right now in Mercury is a seven of hearts and a four of spades. You've got, because what each time frame has is you have planetary rulers, and in the first 52 days after your birthday, Mercury is that ruler, and then for the next 52 is Venus, and hence, of course, you know, notice the 52, it's like it just happens to be the number of cards in our deck, so it's like, and it works out when you go through this, and it's like there's, you know, each, then there's Mars is 52 days, Jupiter's 52 days, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and then you're back to your birthday. So it's like when you take those, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, those 7 52-day time periods, it takes you all the way through the year. So it's really one of those, you know, quote, amazing coincidences that they figured out. Okay, but where that 7 of hearts is, I'll get to look at that for twice here. Okay, because that's long range and your Mercury at the moment here. So for this year, and I know the sevens are faith cards. It's this one, what you're looking at is learning unconditional love and non-attachment in relationships, which is ironic because usually, you know, you kind of sit there and go, well, shoot, you know, in relationships, I'm looking to be attached. But it's like, yes and no. What you do is you're looking to love that person as they are and not as you would like them to be through rose-colored glasses of Neptune, as we say. Seven of Hearts indicates this could be a year marked by many challenges in love and feelings in your close relationships. It's a highly spiritual number. It promises success in love only by letting go of attachments, thinking less of your personal needs, and giving more of yourself. It may appear that your closest friends, family, or lovers are letting you down at various times throughout the year. Look for the hidden lessons in these experiences. So, because we can always say, well, you know, dang, that was really, you know, a bummer of a thing, and then you kind of sit there and go, okay, so what's the silver lining behind this cloud? It's kind of like being Pollyanna this year and playing the glad game. See now that you're being called upon to let go of what they call petty attachments, small things, and adopt a larger viewpoint. Let your spiritual power rise up, conquer this area, and you'll find that you're transformed into a much happier, fulfilled person. For those involved in spiritual work, this card signals much progress and success during this year. It could be a very successful year of giving of yourself, especially in roles like a counselor, personal helper, something like that. Your keywords, and these are always the ones that you think about, 3x5 index cards, you know, kind of jot those down, tape them on the bathroom mirror, and remind yourself of them every day. A year of learning to release from fears and attachments concerning others and their love. I learned to trust. And then for this in the Mercury period, which is kind of right here, right now, and in your face, is you're likely to have sudden and unexpected trouble or change in a friendship during this period. Jealousy and disruptions can arise unexpectedly and cause problems and disappointment. It's not going to be a long-lasting problem, though, because of that Mercury influence, because Mercury things pass. So it'll probably pass away as quickly as it arrives. Just use tact and diplomacy in all your communications to avoid arguments or misunderstandings. Drop your attachment to your ideas and people for best results. Your other Mercury card, which is, I believe, that Four of Spades was your other one. And they're one of the ones that will, what they call, mitigate trouble. It's like if there's, you know, one that's not, you get one that's not such a good thing or is going to indicate, you know, problems like this one, you know, disappointments. It's like, okay, this one will help you overcome this. It might bring unexpected or sudden satisfaction or resolution of some matter, perhaps related to work or health. That satisfaction could also be related to a short trip, communication, education, or relative. Might also be a short-lived satisfaction. Okay, I was going, how does that work? It's maybe not one of your life goals, but it was just one of the things that's like, man, I wish this would happen. It's like, ta-da, it does. Basically indicates settling of affairs in the areas indicated, which is in the hearts, and then in spades is work or health. The only negative effect could be possibly stubbornness of the mind. It's a powerful and stabilizing influence. Even you're going to get good results out of this time period, even if that other Mercury card, which was, you know, kind of one of a challenge or adversity, you know, was there, that seven of hearts. So, yeah, definitely. It's like that some of the stuff. Was there anything in particular that you had in mind or, you know, had a question about this for this year?
You know, I've really been hoping that I feel like this is going to be a big year of change for me. I don't know if maybe there would be some change with my job that I could create my own business, but I feel like in order to have that, we're really kind of hoping on a house with acreage because I think that would be kind of important. And we just haven't found it. I'm just wondering if maybe anywhere that if you get anything there as far as that or...
So you have something. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to take a look here and just see if there's any of your cards that are indicating moves. It's like there's not. Golly, I don't necessarily see fives are usually related to the moves, but it's like fours give us stability. There's changes there. You've got a three here, three of clubs and Jupiter, which is your blessings. And that's a highly artistic, creative card. But with the changes, it's like that's entirely possible. You've also got, I'll say, the King of Diamonds in Mars and also that Eight of Hearts. There's some indications there. It's like if there's something really in specific or in particular that you really want that needs for like, not like an at-home business, I would bet that there's probably, of course, I'll say, depending on your geographical area, there's usually... how do I want to put this? I don't know if you ever remember that movie that was like, it was like Build It and They Will Come. And I can't remember. It's like I think it was like Field of Dreams or something like that. So it's kind of like visualize. Oh, and have you ever seen the movie called The Secret? It's like, it's by Rhonda Byrne.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Remember how he said his vision board and all that? And it's like, and he, five years later, he brought his vision boards out to show his little boy who was like five and a half. And he says, here is my, it was the same house and I had bought it, remodeled it. And, and he just broke down and cried. He says, and this was the same thing that he used to, start his businesses, do all that stuff, but it's that prayer and that meditation that he went through every day. It's like, I always call it prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening, but doing that visualization. So, it's going to come. It just depends on what you're trying to visualize, because some things are like, of course, how they say it's like, well, visualize a cup of coffee. I'm like sitting there going, okay, I can visualize a cup of coffee and I walk over there and get it. It's like, and what's your point? But I've had people sit there and go, it's like that because I'm working on, I don't consider myself as good as, there's people on this line and on this show that are truly what I call amazing psychics. And I don't feel like I am one of those, although they've all hammered me about that and go, no, you've got this ability, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, yeah, sure, okay. So why am I still like in kindergarten class and the rest of you are like, in 12th grade?
You're there.
So I will say, it's like, persistent. There's also a lot of those presenters from that, from that movie came out. And I know Joe Vitale came out. He's got a CD out on different stuff with that. And then there's, there's several of them. Mike Dooley was the one that says, thoughts become things. There's some of them that came out with their own books, their own movies, as like the keys to the secret is like, have you been trying this manifesting? It's not working. What's wrong? What are you doing? I was sitting there going, yep, that's exactly what I want to know. What am I not doing right? But they have different techniques. They have different approaches, I'll say, that they go with it at. And I think one of the ones that actually made the most sense was I went back to the, like Nichelle Nichols, quoted scripture a lot. And it's like, went back to that and where Christ says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard grain, and I got some mustard seeds out and looked at those and I went, boy, I'm pretty puny. It's like, it's all mountains, okay? So it's like, and they really do. They talk about, if you look up some of those faith, the faith scriptures, they talk about pray as though you already had it. And I'm like going, okay, this is exactly what they talked about in the movie. It's like visualize having it. It's like, pray as though, and, in your mind's eye, as though you already had it. Take that time to visualize yourself in it, seeing it, doing it. And it's like, and the other thing was, it's like, and, it says where two, well, of course, I always get prayer groups. So it's like where two or three are in a matter of, in a matter of importance or a matter of agreement, it shall be done. But it says you ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say you might receive. It might, it doesn't say God will think about it for any eons. But it does say ask and you shall receive. So, seek and you shall find, knock and shall be open. So I'm like going, okay. It's like, there's things that I jot to myself and go, it shall be done. So
yeah, it's a good way to look at that.
Things have done better. It's like I'll say that, you know, I mean, not that I've turned around and become a millionaire or anything, but, you know, of course, that's not one of my cards. Now, that is one of your possibilities. So it's like, I would totally go with that.
I'll call you when it happens.
Sounds good. All right. I will encourage you, though, to call back. Let me think now. Tomorrow. All right. Tomorrow, we normally have a gal on who's Pamela Cummins. It's on Tuesdays. Tomorrow, she's off. She's having a family member having some surgery, and she's took, quote, a vacation. I went, well, that's not really vacation, but she's off tomorrow. Normally, she is really good. And then I'm trying to think. Thursdays, Linda Irwin. She's our what we call our ET psychic. It's like she does paranormal stuff, but she does what the rest of us call angel messages. She has a really, really interesting group of messengers, but she gets intuitions like that. And then on Fridays, we have our master psychic, Jethro, and he's hilarious. He's what I call our Baptist psychic because that's what he grew up as. And it's like in a day and time when, man, it's like, you know, those were two words not compatible in the same sentence, I'll tell you what. he's got some phenomenal, you know, looks into stuff. So I will say call our number back. We're here, you know, 7 days a week, but it's at 773-897-6461. We also have a sister show. Some of the gals over there, Sandra Green, we have some pretty good intuitive people and people who do what I call crank numbers. You know, they take aspects from numerology and stuff, which I find really interesting because we've always said that, you know, God is the greatest mathematician there is. It's like, you know, when science, the more they get out into the universe, the more they go, wow, look at the mathematics. And you go, yeah, look who created it. So, and their number over there is 714-333-3354. Lots of threes. Yeah, we got three fives in a row. So 714-333-3354. So, you know, do call some of the other folks on the show. And it's like, you know, because I am absolutely positive that somebody will come up with something. And in Jethro's case, he'll usually sit there and it's like, you know, all you usually have to do with him is give him your name and sometimes just, you know, your birth date. And he'll just start going, okay, and here, because his way of doing angel messages is phenomenal. It's like he does what I call talks. He talks to the angels. He's better than Dr. Doolittle with talking to the animals. And it's like as long as you give him permission to let your angels talk to him, it's like they rat you out. So anything that they want you to know, they will tell him and he'll tell you. So it's pretty amazing the way he does it. So, but thank you for calling this morning. And
thank you.
I'll just say, you know, keep the faith, if you will. It's like, you know, keep focusing and visualizing. It's like, you know, kind of decide. This is one of those, you know, be the captain of your ship and kind of decide where you want to go, what you want to do. Oh, there was another gentleman that we had on the show for a few sessions, and one of his favorite things was he says, you know, pull a piece of paper out, write a letter, you know, kind of like to the universe or God or, you know, whoever, but just write a letter as you want things to be. And it's like, you know, it's better than writing to Santa Claus because you got some hope with the other one of, you know, having fulfilled. But it's like, write a letter as you want things to be, and it's like, and read that, you know, and kind of post that and go back over that and say, you know, it's like, in my life now, I see this, you know, da-da-da, and we have the, you know, the perfect place to you know, either do business, you know, and have a home, you know, blah, blah, blah. So just kind of take some time and sit down and feel what your goals are and write those down. And I will say, you clarify as you go on, because what starts happening is things do start manifesting in your life, and it's like when they manifest out, you know, you kind of sit there and go, you know, this is, you know, you have to be careful what you wish for, because you do get what you ask for, sometimes pretty exactly. And you go, you know, I never thought about this aspect of it, because you might have something turn up and it turns, you know, it's like it's a sideways green color, and they go, wow, really? You know, and it's like, and the little voices kind of go, yes, this is exactly what you asked. Or it's like, okay, I need to go rework that, you know. And it's like, you know, remember the elephant poop that the guy's rolling off the floor? It's like, thank goodness they don't come through immediately, because you have time to reform this. So, you know, by the time it's like, well, this is what this is coming up, I was like, okay, right, now I'm going, you know, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. That attitude of gratitude is really important. And now I'm going to make another ask. So here we go.
You I'll clarify on that.
Yes, totally. Yes, that is. The whole thing of be careful what you wish for, because you do get it sometimes really exactly. And you do have a really good sense of humor when they do it. So.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. And this was just amazing, just hearing all this information that you had. That was just, wow, amazing. So thank you.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And come back and tell us how the house hunting goes.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All righty. And we have a couple of callers here real quick. It's like, I mean, I get to call this morning. Okay. Area code 818. You're on with the caller. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
What?
My name is, I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Dani Marie.
Dani Marie, okay. And what I do here is, was it Danny or Dani?
Dani Marie. It's D-A-N-I, like dainty. Dani Marie.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And
you got creative.
And my birthday. And my birth date is August 23rd, 1974, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's like what I should tell people is they have this thing out there where you can email. What is it? It's called NewYorkGate@AOL.com. Attention, Peggy North. It's like there's some kind of voting thing going on where people can email in and quote vote for their favorite psychics or their favorite shows. So it's like, please keep us in mind.
Okay, you said it's New York Gate.
Yes, N-E-W New York Y-O-R-K Gate G-A-T-E. It's and it's all small letters and all one word at AOL.com. And they have every year. I guess they do this every year. They have some kind of like it's like psychic competition. Like going,
okay,
wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's like the things you don't learn, man. I don't know. Okay, August 23rd. Let's see. And do you know for sure? Okay, because that's one of the birthdays that's on the cusp. So you are on the cusp of either being Leo or Virgo. Do you know which one you are for sure? Have you ever had your astrology?
I can tell you what time I was born at that house.
Boy, see, and for me, it doesn't because I don't have any of the programs that tell that, darn.
Some of the charts say that I'm Leo, some say Virgo, but I can tell you that although I do see some Virgo traits, I am so Leo, it's not even funny.
That helps. Okay. All right. In that case, what I'm going to do here is you are a Three of Clubs, and it's like Leos have no separate planetary ruler. So you are a Three of Clubs, like in really a Three of Clubs, okay? which is one of the there's one of the cards. It's called the Artist card, and I'm going to look here and see. But you know, because all the threes are really highly creative. It's like and I know you're this. Oh, yours is called the Writer's card. Here we go. So it's like your particular artistic moment would be in writing. The creativity
wow.
in this part can really manifest in many ways. On the high side, you can be highly successful writers, teachers, performers. You know, like if you ever felt like you wanted to write your own book, because like, you know, this would be the lifetime to go for this. On the flip side, on that low side, you can worry or become indecisive or spend your time on frivolous activities, you know, like the hamster on the wheel at night. And so it's like, you know, kind of running, and you just kind of feel like you're spinning your wheels in the mud hole. But even among the most successful threes of clubs, we find worry and indecision as kind of this more or less constant theme in your life. Success in life always depends upon the individual, how they use their God-given abilities. You're really gifted, but your fear of poverty might entice you into using your creativity in what they call questionable ways. And if that happens, you seldom get away with it. You make great salespeople and actually propagandists, okay? So, you know, but if you find something you can really... put your heart and soul into and really believe in. It's like you do very well with that. And again, you know, you're not effective in that until you decide upon one philosophy and stand behind it. There was this country western song my mom always listened to. It's like you got to stand for something or you fall, you know, for you fall for anything. So that's kind of where the Three of the Clubs are. It's one of the strongest business cards. You've got a King of Diamonds as your second karma card, and it gifts you with this really natural business ability. And the King of Diamonds is called the businessman's card. You gravitate toward big money and big business. You can easily position yourself in leadership wherever you work. You've got Five of Diamonds as your first karma card, though, and it causes you to choose occupations where your freedom is not hampered too much. So you'll often choose to either work for yourself or to do, you know, freelance. If you're like, you know, a writer, there's, you know, a lot of freelance writers. Your natural gifts are creative and many become prominent authors, speakers, or producers in the entertainment industry. You're sure to have some emotional losses, relationships that you think should last forever but don't, some which are destined or karmic in nature. If you see those as completions, if you see, you know, relationships that you think, oh, wow, this is great, and it's like, and then, you know, then it ends, think of high school graduation where, you know, you've gone through, like, 12 years or 13 years if you started in preschool, and you get to that level where you graduate, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, you know, the high school door has closed, and the world to the, you know, the door to the world opens up, and you go, whoa, you know, of course, and some people, mm-hmm. if they were really highly successful in high school, they hate to see high school years end. Other people go, high school, yeah, I'm so glad the other door is opening. And yeah, so it just depends on how you look at that. So it's like, if you look at them as completions or graduations to a higher level instead of a disappointment, you can avoid that. Your love has the potential to be realized on a more universal level. And if you utilize your inheritance, okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you're going so fast, I'm trying to take some notes that you missed it. You said your love, and then I lost everything else.
Lost it, okay. The nice thing is it's an archive, so we are going to mm-hmm. so if you miss something, you can go back through and listen.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. It's got the potential to be realized on a more universal level. So if you utilize your inheritance of spiritual knowledge, a lot of success can be realized. You're here to be transformers of energy, worry into creativity, fear into faith. In that manner, you serve as really powerful examples for, you know, all the other cards in the deck. With relationships, you've got a lot of indecision. You're just uncertain about making a commitment one way or the other. And then again, you know, you love to try different things and to experience all that life has to offer. So there's just really this going back and forth in choice of relationships. On the other hand, you might repeatedly attract those who reflect those qualities, or either, you know, people who are afraid or unwilling to make a commitment. It's like, you know, if you yourself are really, you know, I really want to be in a relationship, you might attract someone in who's having those indecision problems. The happiest Three of Clubs seem to be those who accept their need for variety, and, you know, you date a lot of people for pleasure. You know, and it's like, you know, sometimes you never get married. It's like, you know, or sometimes it's just, you know, that's, you know, but I hate to always say that because there's, I've seen a lot of people that, you know, I know one couple in particular where I believe it was, she was the Three of Clubs and he was the Four of Clubs. And it's like when you meet somebody who's like, they're your moon card, it's like they that person plays, you know, the sun and moon relationship. So he being the sun, you know, and she being, you know, the moon, it's like she was really highly happy, you know, with him. And prior to that, she had three kids, you know, it's like, you know, different whatever, you know, string out to different places or whatever. And she,
right.
And it was just like, you know, it just, the whole thing just flipped. It was just like, you know, that was her forever guy. And it's like, you know, and they're very happy. So it does happen that it's like, you know, there's, as my grandmother always used to say, there's a wood for every pot and a pot for every lid. So, you know, you kind of hang in there, and, you know, if you're really determined to attract that person in there, it's like, you know, you will attract in what you're asking for. You really will.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some losses in life. You know, that's kind of typical. You can love, you know, you have love and happiness when you make a firm decision or refuse to accept less than what you truly want. You've got a heart of gold. You'll do almost anything for those people that you love. It's just usually that you have a lot to come to terms with on a personal level before that long-term relationship is successful. And where you've got that, what it says about the Three of Clubs as your planetary ruler, it's like usually that's what they indicate is, as Leos, you know, you've got, when you're Three of Clubs twice, it's like, just consider, I just read everything, you know, back to you again. It's like this, it's like saying it twice. It's like, you're really a lot like this. It bestows upon you more than average creativity and the urge to express the endless stream of good ideas you get. You can find great success in writing, speaking, or other forms of creative expression. But that same creativity can be the cause of great uncertainty at times. You can feel that having so many options and possibilities becomes sometimes as much of a curse as a blessing, because there's going to be times when you just can't make up your mind, or times you just, you know, worry excessively about sometimes inconsequential things. And it's like one of the things when I find everybody finds themselves doing that, you know, every now, and then you go, okay, let's put it into perspective. It's like, if this happens in 5 years, what's it going to matter in 10, 15, 20? When you get out there about 50 years, you kind of go, yeah. Out there long enough is like, okay, how much does this really affect what I'm trying to do? So, you know, and sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, you know, well, in the matter of eternity, it makes a difference. It's like, that's a big event. You know, but the rest of it is kind of like, the book is like, remember that one says, you know, don't sweat the small stuff and it's all small stuff?
Yes, I have that. I have that.
Yep, that would be a good one for you to have, too. But the key is just to get back into creative expression, because it relieves the stress of that overactive mind, you know, signified by the card. And then, again, it indicates, you know, it's difficult to make some long-term commitments in personal relationships, you know, until, you know, you really decide that that's what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's see. Looking here, I got to do some math here. So 74, okay, let me think here. 84, 94, 4, help me out here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So this is year 38 for you, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty, because there's some of the ones that's like, I always like to see these ones where, you know, where you've called in, it's like, yay, you know, this is the, you're still, I think, in your, yeah, you're still in this 52-day time period. So you're still in your Mercury time frame, which is nice. That's, so you're really at the beginning of the of your year for this. So some of the things coming up for you, 2 and 3. And I do always tell people the exciting times that I always really like to talk to people is in year 44 and 45, because those are your pre-birth and your rebirth years. It's the time when you have the opportunity to make your life over for the next 45 years. You do the ultimate makeover. It's better than any of the makeovers they have on TV.
Okay.
Let's see. This year is a long-range one. You have the Eight of Clubs. Okay, I'm going to have to hurry up here. We do have a couple other folks here that called in. It's like, okay. So if I don't get through everything, I'm going to say, you know, your Eight of Clubs is your long range. And that is, okay, and I'm going to look here. You got Four of Clubs and Queen of Diamonds in your Mercury. So with that Eight of Clubs being where it is for your long range, that's one of the power cards. And usually in those years, it's like in the eights, the clubs are your scholarly things here. So in your long range, a great deal of mental power this year. It brings you success in any of the Mercury rule professions. Wow, right up your alley. Speaking, writing, registering. it can also overcome most problems and obstacles that stand in the way of your goals. The only negative aspect of this is that you could have a tendency toward mental stubbornness, really fixed opinions that might, you know, tempt you to, I hate to say bully others, but, you know, kind of, sometimes you have a tendency to steamroll right over them, just like, you know, they think of the rolling pin rolling over cookie dough, okay? So just be careful of that, that you don't roll right over people. Set your goals high and focus your mind on success. Much of the success of this card comes with focusing the mind on definite objectives. So, you know, it's like the other caller before, you know, the secret, it's like, you know, really use those visualizations. By definition, it means excluding certain options in your life to put more energy into one main goal. So instead of, because the threes like to have, you know, a lot of things going at once. Usually you guys have a lot of what we call irons in the fire. So, you know, in your case, it's like take the time to really focus on one path. Pick one or two and say, this is my most likely one, and really put your energy, put your mental push into accomplishing, you know, one specific thing. As you progress through the year, you're going to experience firsthand the power that comes from this one point of thrust of mental energy, kind of like think of a spear or an arrow, okay, and then enjoy the success that it brings you. Your key words is a year of mental power and accomplishment, especially in mental or communication fields. I focus my energy for more success.
Okay.
Alrighty. And it's like, yeah, there's a whole lot more, but it's like when I do these personally for people, it's like these things take time. It's like usually I'll schedule like an hour with people to, you know, to go through your whole year, because there's an awful lot for all of these. So anyway, but tune in, and you obviously have our number, so this is good, and we have different psychics on different days, and I don't really know if I got to your question or not. I just kind of gave you this is what I call a general reading.
Yes, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Alrighty.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And call back in, and you know, let us know how things are going and say, oh, yeah, by the way, this happened, man.
I sure will. I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you. Me too. Namaste. Okay. All right. And we've got a little bit of time left here. Okay. Area code 843. 843, you're on with the show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh. All righty. Well, what I'm doing is I do birth card readings. Normally on Monday mornings I do a class, and I got sidetracked, and apparently I'm doing readings this morning instead of in a class. So it's like, it's okay. I'm kind of going with the flow on Monday morning.
Okay.
So what's your month and year?
Okay, my name is Pooja, and my month is June. The day is the 26th, and the year is 1985.
85. And tell me your name again. I'm sorry. You kind of my phone fuzzed out.
Pooja?
I caught the last part. Trisha?
Pooja. P-U-J-A.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's a. You also had a creative mother. That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Very creative.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right. Let's see here. June 26th, you are four of clubs with a six of hearts as your planetary ruler. So let me go through and just jot that one down. Four of clubs and six of hearts. Okay. And I do know four of the clubs. You're people who like to have stability. Any of the fours, you like to have that stability in your life with whatever is going around. So it's called the card of mental satisfaction. It's a card of mental stability, but you also have an underlying five of clubs, which indicates hidden restlessness that can manifest in several ways. You're really progressive. You can utilize this to create new ideas in your chosen line of work rather than let that restlessness, you know, prevent you from achieving that success that you want. You pretty much know what you know, and you're not likely to change your mind on behalf of anybody else unless you see the value of change for yourself. Some people describe you as stubborn. You're fond of argument, and since usually you win, and you do very well in legal matters. You've got a good constitution in terms of health, your body. You know, you're not a sick person, and you're not afraid of hard work. It's a really successful card. You're good at sales work. You enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're popular. You do well in groups. As long as you don't let that love of debate get out of hand, you're going to keep a really fine reputation in your work. You also want the successful love life, and oftentimes that's your major life challenge. That drive and determination of the four of clubs sometimes masks a desire to be accepted by others, and that same acceptance that you ironically find difficulty in giving yourself. So this kind of goes back to the two, you know, big commands that we got from Christ was to, you know, love God first, but you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it's okay to love yourself. It's not like the narcissus, you know, who looked in the mirror and fell in love with himself. It's like, it's not that kind of love. It's that kind of, you know, that really I'm okay, you know, and it's like, I'm really okay. And I'm a good person, I'm a worthwhile person, all those things. In other cases, your desire for success or work success competes with your desire for love and affection. Your last years of life are often the most successful. You usually end up with good financial gain or protection. Collectively, you're known as the keepers of knowledge. You show us that information has practical value, and we can be happy and successful by applying what we already have. In relationships, it can manifest in many ways. Your need for affection is a major issue. In your life, combined with certain restlessness and that fear of commitment, it can in some cases be the cause for untold painful relationships, because if it's not you that's you know, having an indecision, you might attract a partner in who is indecisive. It's not true for everybody. Your basic karma and love is really good. And just if you can find a partner who appreciates a little space, you're going to be a lot happier. That back of space in Venus tells us you also watch for a tendency to attract people of low reputation or morality. So, you know, sometimes it's like you that's what loving yourself comes in, is, you know, love yourself and say, I deserve to have, you know, really the shiny guy, the guy who's, you know, Olympic gold medal quality, because you really do. So you don't have to settle for less. If you're choosing to operate on the lower side, not a good plan. Okay, many are drawn to artists or others in creative fields, but often those are the ones with questionable characteristics. Okay, that same Jack of Spades can be expressed on the high level as an attraction to those with more spiritual perspective on life, and those relationships usually go far better. So it's like, you know, look for someone who's got that spiritualness and really has what we call like the core values, core goals, you know, things that you really, you know, have near and dear to your heart. Okay, let's see. And then that planetary ruler, that is the Six of Hearts. And that, okay, makes you, anyway, wow, okay, you must be out in the, you must be out in California, but makes you a peacemaker. You're going to find yourself in a position of sometimes a mediator from time to time, you know, with friends, because you can kind of see both sides of any personal conflict between people you enjoy. Seeing things turn out right, and you often get involved if there's injustice being done. You always want to see that what happens is fair and equitable. You really know what's fair and what's not. You can be very competitive, which is sometimes surprising to people. Though you're a peace-loving person, sometimes you have that, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth moment, you know, when you're crossed. A lot of people with this card excel at sports or other competitive activities. You could even become a lawyer. You often feel that your personal life gets into a rut. My grandmother always said that rut's a grave with the end kicked out, so don't stay in a rut for long, because you know, once you get comfortable with a certain person, sometimes it's hard for you to change, even if you want to. You usually wait and kind of see what's going to come your way instead of going out and making things happen as far as your love life goes. And sometimes, indeed, most of your important personal relationships are kind of destined. They have that kind of destined quality there. Okay, was there anything in particular that you had a question about?
No, all that kind of made sense.
Okay.
most of it made sense. So, you know, I was really hoping when you're doing readings, I was actually wondering if you're doing intuitive readings.
This is not. It's like this is one of those card systems. It's like you don't have to be intuitive to read these. It's kind of like you know, reading. I mean, it's literally reading. You know, what does the card mean? And it's amazing because the people centuries ago that set this card system up, and it was designed for our planet. It's actually a system of probabilities, and it's like, but their probabilities, whoever those guys were running numbers, I wouldn't want to ever bet against them because, man, they are right.
Yeah, no, most of that was very, very right, especially the spiritual part at the end about not doing well in relationships that aren't particularly spiritual or connected, that thing.
Right.
No, definitely, it was right on.
All righty. This is good to know. It's like, but it's also good for you to know that too. So it's like, you know, you have, of course, you find out by trial and error, but it's like sometimes it's nicer to not have to find out that way.
I know.
I will say keep this number because they're, you know, most everybody else on this show is. They are intuitive. They're, you know, really psychic people. I will say that call back that 773-897-6461. Thursdays is Linda Irwin, and she is our like ET and paranormal person. And then there's Jethro, and he's on Fridays and Saturdays. And then Linda's back on Sundays again. We also have, there's Jane Borowski. There's we have Pamela Cummins usually on Tuesdays, but she's kind of taken this Tuesday off. She'll be back next Tuesday. She's our musical psychic, and she is a hoot. So it's like, if you have an opportunity to call back on a Tuesday, it's like, do that, because she's amazing. She's really cool. But they all are.
Yeah.
Like, all of our psychics are. There's also another, sister show on today, and it's if you call it 714 333-3354. It's called the Psychic Learning Connection because Sandra actually does. She does classes and that kind of stuff, but she's very intuitive. And if you have a question you want to ask her, it's like that would be the person to get with and ask. So, yeah. There's other stuff. It's like, you know, we can go through, like I say, we can go through probabilities with you know, who might be coming into your life because there's indications. There are indications that, you know, what might happen at different times during the year for you. So, you know, call back on a day because I'm here all days during the week. It's like I usually host on Tuesdays for Pamela, but I'm preparing for her this week. So, but call us back and we'll go more into that. And, you know, see what else is going on for you. But, you know, definitely check out some of the other ones on the show. And everybody, I say, has a different flavor. It's kind of like going to Baskin Robbins because you get different takes and you get different perspectives. It's kind of like a diamond has different facets. So it's like, take advantage of that because people have called in and say, well, we thought we could only call in once. It's like, heck no. It's like, yeah, people call in every day. So, so by all means, you know, if you got a question, call back in.
And we'll awesome. Just, thank you.
That's what makes our show is you guys. You guys are calling and listening to us. So, and find out questions mm-hmm. about what's going on with you, too. So, all righty. Thank you
great.
So much.
Have great.
A good
thank
rest
you
of
so
the week.
you
bet.
Too. Bye.
Bye. All righty. And this is going to be a short one, 8:57. We got 3 minutes left, but it's like, I'll see what I can do. And I know I'm going to be back tomorrow because I know I'm going to be on and I'm seeing who guy can bug into coming on with me. But what is your date of birth?
Hi, my name is MJ. My date of birth is January 30th, 1978.
January 30th of 1978. Oh, you're an Aquarius. All righty. You're also a 10 of clubs. And a 10 of spades is your planetary ruler. Okay. Is there any question in particular that I can look at while I'm looking here? It's like, so have a specific area because I know I'm not going to have much time. But you know, like I say, if you got time to call back in tomorrow, it's like I know I'm on here tomorrow too.
Whatever you pick up, how about that? Because the specifics turn into something different. So whatever you pick up is that's fine.
Okay. All righty. Okay, for starters, the Ten of Clubs is called the card of a mental accomplishment. You're a very independent person, regardless of gender. You act as though you're a king or a queen, which is the cards in the royal court. Females have what they call it a masculine mind in nature. I tend to call it an analytical mind in nature because it has nothing, no reflection on your gender, but it's like you just think of things. You have a really strong mental nature, and it's like you really analyze things sometimes to the nth degree. You want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you choose when you choose to do it. Freedom is a big thing for you. Ten of Clubs has come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got a powerful mind and this consuming desire for more knowledge that makes you progressive and usually very successful. In this life, you need to learn to regain control over your own mind, which sometimes has a life of its own. Many of the tens of clubs complain of having trouble sleeping. 90 seconds, rats. Because of endless chatter of your marvelous mental equipment, sometimes it's like that, you know, hamster on the squeaky wheel at night. It's like, you know, you sit up and it's like if you're awake, get yourself a notebook, jot some stuff down so you can say, okay, I don't have to remember it. I can go to bed and dream on it, okay? Best path back to self-mastery is to direct the mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. You need to work hard and keep busy to be happy. You got the three hearts in Mars. It makes for emotional restlessness and undecidedness about your place of occupation. Love these people. Okay, I got 1 minute here. I'm going to have to talk fast, which can be a strain on relationships and can hold you back from achieving your highest ambitions. You've got a three of diamonds as a challenge card. Also bears that out. Tells us that you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting as you work to find out what really satisfies you. You've got this jack of spades as a karma card. Can be a blessing or a curse, depending upon how it's manifested. It's the card of the actor, but also the card of the thief and the spiritual initiate. The potential is for great success in the arts, involvement with spiritual subjects and study, but also for using your gifts in a less than honest way. But hopefully, if you call in here, you're on the up and up and the good path. Strong desire for spiritual wisdom. A study of spiritual philosophies will bring contact with many uplifting groups. It's going to increase the enjoyment of life. Your most fulfillment is going to come through work that allows you some freedom and expression. 10 seconds. Okay, NASA countdown. Please do call back tomorrow. It's like there's a lot more here, a lot more for you, and it's like I would like to take a look at some of your stuff that goes on for the year. And in the meanwhile, blog is about to blog us out. But thank you guys, all of you, for being here today, and thank you for calling in. And say please do call back in. It's like there's no limitation on how many times you can call us.
Thank you.
All righty. Have a good one. Thank you so much. All right. And do get a hold of us. Psychic Jethro is running his, I think we lost sound there, running his special for this month, the coffee special. And you can call me at 719-289-4907 or call Psychic Jethro at 928-284-0437 to get a hold of Linda Irwin. She's at Continuum X headquarters on Facebook.
Let's see. She's also at cntnuumx@frontier.com is her email. She's got musical CDs out this month that she's having a special on. It's 2 for $20 plus shipping, which is about 24, I believe. Also, we have Pamela Cummins, and she is on a little bit of a vacation this week, but she'll be back. Hers is normally 973-229-9704. And then we have Amy Cavanaugh. She is on Fridays and other days of the week with Jethro and different ones. And you can get a hold of her on Facebook at Awakening Claire. So everybody have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you again.